She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also live on the internet. Today I'd like to talk about what octane really does for you. To make it real simple, the higher octane gives you better gas mileage. The lower the octane, the less the gas mileage. And it's common sense, the oil companies don't want you to have the good gas mileage. Okay? A lot of people depend on that gauge on the dash that says how many miles per gallon you're getting. Well, go figure it out, folks, and it is not accurate. Figuring it out manually, old-fashioned way, is more accurate. And you'll get the true reading. So, the octane is gas mileage. Okay? Now, if you have a question or comment, whatever you want, you can give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay. Now, there's a lot of young people racing on the streets now. And because of cell phones and stuff like that that we have now, it's more difficult for the police department to catch them. And it's getting worse and worse. When do we get a racetrack for the young people? We'll never get one. Well, I ran for governor in 94 to try and save or get a permanent racetrack so that we don't lose the racetrack. And you would think the racers would band together and help me get in so I can get the racetrack. No way. So there's no racetrack. Okay? Now, the racers all know that the racetrack had closed in the 70s, and I got it reopened with a new racing program. And that spread out throughout the islands. I spent my money now, folks, to get this thing going. You know, every year they had a banquet, and I was never, ever invited. Appreciation. Zero. Anyway, this year is election year. Several people running for governor and whatever. You know, folks, you have to think, if you really truly want from the bottom of your heart for everything to be better in the state of Hawaii, anybody that held any kind of office cannot get back in. My good friend, way back, Dave Hageno. I don't know if you all heard about him. Dave Hageno was a very good friend. He came to me one day and told me he quit because certain people, I don't want to mention the names in politics, talked to him and said, look, you do it our way or else. That's Pilau. Anyway, they don't think about the people. Now, if you love Hawaii from your heart, then do something. is not going to change with you sitting in front of the TV, watching the television, or sleeping. This is the time we need to do something. This whole bad economy that's happening in Hawaii, coming down faster and faster, it is all not necessary. What politician ever got into office and did some kind of big economic change for the people? What I mean by change, folks, is start an industry. Yeah, for instance, ethanol. Ethanol would be a big change for the economy. It's 1,000 workers per island. 1,000 new workers per island. Not in the building of it, in the running of that industry. It's like having a pineapple industry coming back in again. You all remember that. It was the good days. But anyway, just me talking and whoever's listening. Now, I don't recommend buying a used car, because who would sell a good, immaculate used car? Nobody. Not with this economy like this. They'll sell something that is really, really giving them a lot of problems. And it's going to pass on to somebody else. Okay? Now, Major Moore called me the other day, and he was talking about the seatbelt law. And he's right, you know. If you had a classic car, okay, and you know those old classic cars never had seatbelts, okay? And let's say that particular classic car is worth $500,000 in the immaculate shape that you have it. But the law says you have to put seatbelts in. Putting seatbelts in will depreciate your car. Would you do it? I don't think so. It's the same thing as the government coming and banging on your door and saying to you, give me all your gold, because you're not allowed to have gold, and we'll give you paper instead. Yeah, right. I thought this is supposed to be America, land of the free. Well, that's just my thinking, folks. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. On the seatbelt law, go check it, folks. Check your constitutional right. The government cannot make a law that does not endanger anybody else but you. Think about it. If you allow them to do that, the next time you climb the coconut tree, they're going to tag you for not having safety harness so you don't fall down. Same thing. And if you go check the seatbelt accidents, it's not in favor of wearing the seatbelts. It's a 50-50 deal. If you're wearing a seatbelt and a car is going to ram you on the driver's side, you're gone. If you don't have a seatbelt on and the guy's going to ram you on the driver's side, you got a chance to jump over to the passenger side. Right? Well, it's a 50-50 deal, depending on the situation. But it's not all for the safety belt. Okay? So, California has what they call a helmet law. If you're riding a motorcycle, you have to have a helmet. But they did not say it has to be on your head. So what they do in California is they keep it on the handlebar. And they passed the law that way. I mean, that's how they make the laws. Now, they're saying the driver is liable for all the passengers that don't wear a seatbelt. The driver gets the ticket. Well, Mario Yano said, this is so dumb. How can the driver be watching out for his passengers if they have the belts on and drive at the same time? He's got a point. And I told Mario, you know, you have to get up some guts and call in. Because he has some good points. But he's so scared of calling in. That's one guy, folks. If you don't want him around, bring out a microphone and he's gone. He's deathly scared of a microphone. I don't know why. Maybe Major Moore could explain, because he knows Mario. But anyway, if you have a question, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? On June 7th, they're going to have the Mardi Gras Follies at the Hawaii Theater, 1130 Bethel Street. The doors will open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. Cost is $30 a head. No reserve seating. You can call Hawaii Theater box office at 528-0506. 528-0506. The features will be the HBDA dancers, Arcadia Follies performers, and guest performers, all directed by Jack Sion. Okay, so I think that is week after next. Okay, on Saturday, June 14th, on the island of Kauai, is a car show, the 10th annual Just for Dad's Auto Show at the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. Kauai's hottest cars, trucks, and bike show. It's Saturday, June 14th, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. They're going to have live entertainment, prize giveaways, and more. If you're interested, give Harvey Maeda a call. Harvey's number is 651-2813. Or Richard Aki at 482-0688. Okay? Okay, so again, if you have any questions about anything, give me a call. 808-296-5467. Okay? Those of you that drive a lot on the freeways, did you notice that people are speeding more and driving more recklessly? It's really, really bad. I don't know what's the problem. But anyway, we need to slow down, folks. People are driving recklessly with no care. Anyway, the city, the mayor, he wants to put a high wall along Alawai. What do you think about that? I think it's ugly. It looks nice as it is. It's been like that for over 100 years. Leave it be. What's the deal? Is somebody getting paid off? I can bet you. Okay? So, anyway, give me a call. I'd like to know what you think about that wall that they want to build, a high wall along the side of the Alawai. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Why do you want to change the way Hawaii looks?
You're listening to Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
find my
409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob?
And you know, hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, you got Verizon.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, man. Well, in my travels this week, I see that after months of construction on H1, they managed to move the lights on the road over to the side. Further into the site. And I'm driving by thinking, all of that? And that's all they did? I mean, months and months of work and tying up the highway. It's and what are they going to do when the rail gets down here? I mean, they're moving a lane, and look what it takes them to do it. And they're like, oh, don't worry. When the rail comes through, it'll be a minor inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be horrendous for, you know, people's kids are not going to know what it's like to drive down the freeway without it being under construction, because you know it's going to take them 30 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I don't plan on being here that, well, maybe, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. But
you'll be here.
And the other thing is I finally come to realize, George, you can't look for a politician who can run a business to be in politics.
That's right.
They would be in business. So the best
That's
thing
right.
the government could do is get out of the way. You know what I mean, George?
Mm-hmm.
Just step back. And that's why you see places like the biggest growing places like Texas. You move to Texas with your business, and their attitude is, how can we help you? What can we do to get you going?
Yep.
And over here, it's, how much are you going to pay me, and how many permits can we charge you for, and how long can we hold you up?
Yep.
And then they turn around and go, well, we don't know why the economy's bad, or why aren't new companies moving here and trying to open up? And look at the history of how many companies, airlines, they come here, they try, they last a couple of years, and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, everybody just goes, oh, well, I guess it just didn't work out for them.
Nobody cares.
I tell you, this—it's the older I get, the more I realize I should have been paying more attention when I was younger.
That's right.
Okay, so that's my lesson for today. And on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Steven from Kailua.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, George. How's it? Thank you for your show. You know, my dad got his new registration bill. He said, oh, the thing went up again.
Oh, no.
You know, I told him, is there the weight of the vehicle on this so you can compare every year, you know? But there's nothing. It's just a plain piece of paper, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what's the transparency, you know? So I looked at my, I got some for the last 2 years. Mine's still the same, but maybe it depends how old the car is or when they started doing this or.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The mayor just does it when he feels like it. Unbelievable.
I know.
They don't know how to go out and make money other than tax the heck out of the people.
Yeah, so he like build on wall all the way, huh?
Yeah.
Just raise the taxes more, you know.
That's what they're going to do.
Oh, I'm kind of fed up already. Well, we have our July 4th parade over here, and the politicians are in the parade, and, you know, I wish he would stay out of it, especially when I see the dwarf. I just turn my back on him. But I'm going to make one sign, and I either going to march with somebody or going to hold it.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, about time the people get mad enough to say something.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be this way. You know,
That's right.
Look at Scott Walker, what he did to Wisconsin, or even Jesse Ventura when he ran for governor.
Yep.
You know, he gave everybody $2,500 tax rebate, everybody.
See, yep.
If the governor makes extra money, you should give back to the people.
No way.
That's
not
the kind
here.
Of, kind of we need. anyway, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Take care.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. You know, we're flexible. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Okay. Now, ethanol. I just found out last night. I was looking up racing fuel because the racers on Kauai and Maui and the Big Island say that ethanol destroys the engine. Okay? You people heard that. Well, VP Racing Fuel, Southern Cal Racing Gas, and several other racing fuels across America have ethanol in their fuel. It's called oxygenated fuel. They oxygenate it with ethanol. So if ethanol was so bad and it damages engines, what the heck is the racers putting it in the car for? Oh, no. The Kauai people don't know. That's why they said, no, ethanol's no good. No, it's going to damage my car. But they've been running it. As long as they've been buying racing fuel from any racing fuel manufacturer, they were running ethanol. I'm just blown away. I had to call my friend Harvey Maeda last night and talk to him about this thing on the VP Racing Fuel. And he just couldn't believe it. Well, I don't know. The thing that is damaging engines, folks, is not the ethanol. It's the other chemicals that's in the gas that's causing the damage to the engines, to the hoses, and whatever. Okay? I use 100% ethanol in my truck for the last 5-6 years. I never changed all the rubber hoses. I left it. Nothing damaged. So, what's up with that? Oh boy, I don't know. Well, it's up to the people. Using ethanol, minimum of 2 gallons per tank, adds more anti-knock to the gas, and it makes the engine run smoother, run better, and in most cases on the open road, give better gas mileage. It does. Because it's not knocking to death, and it runs smoother. So if it's running smoother, it's like a well-balanced tire. It rolls. Okay? Talking about tires, there's a news station that covered bad tires. Or I should say old tires. Remember I've been talking to you about how old your tires were? Well, that TV station found that on new cars, they had tires 5 years old and more. And there's a lot of so-called experts around the country that are saying, no. It can be 10 years old. As long as it's got threads and brand new, it's good. It's not, folks. The rubber gets hard and tend to separate. And the tire can explode. And that caused a lot of accidents across the country. probably happened here too. But who checked? Did anybody check? Did anybody check that Maui boy's car, that truck went over the cliff and the young boy, 17-year-old, died? Did anybody check if the tire exploded and caused the car to go over? I don't think so. I think somebody should check and find out how old the tires were. The date of the tire is on the side of a tire. You got to look for an oval shape and has four numbers on it. The first two numbers is the week. The last two numbers is the year. Well, check it out. First two is the week. The second two is the year. Now, safety check. This is a real issue today. If you got any questions, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay. Even the people that are running or working in the safety check division, they got mixed feelings. Some agree with me, some don't. But what's happening with this new safety check system with the camera and all that, people are getting ripped off. Yes. They're getting ripped off. I just saw a guy's car that just went through safety check. I'm not going to say where from, but he passed safety check. His headlights were all white and frosted. And frosted headlights do not pass safety check. It's on the safety check list. How did he pass? Well, he said the safety check station charged him almost $2,000 to fix the check engine light on his dashboard, but didn't bother about the frosted headlight. The check engine light is not part of safety check, folks. Okay? So, he paid that much money, and the whole system is being abused. So if it's being abused and you, the people, are getting ripped off, you gotta call in and say, cut it out already. Get rid of safety check. Because 40 states do not have safety check in America. Why we have to be one of them that have to have it? Reconstruction is another one. The Outer Islands don't have reconstruction. Why should Oahu have it? They're not even enforcing it. So why have the law? Cut it out. The only thing that is happening with this reconstruction law is it putting a lot of stress and expense on the car owner. There's nothing about enforcement. Okay? Reconstruction is if you raise the car 3 inches or lower it 3 inches, you need reconstruction. Well, on that height limit, I have a question of who knows what the real height supposed to be. Okay? As far as changing the engine, painting the car, that does not come under reconstruction. Although a lot of people say it does, it doesn't. Okay? So, anyway, those two things we need to get rid of, folks, is safety check and reconstruction, because it's not being done right and not being enforced. So why have it? Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I saved
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back. We're rolling again. And who's on the phone?
We have David from Mililani.
Hi, David.
Hi. I just wanted to just comment on the whole safety check issue.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I mean, there's places you go. Like, you go to one place, and it's super strict. Like, your car has to be, like, you just drove it off the lot. And then you go to another place, and, you know, your car will be all bust up, and it'll still be fine. So I think, at the very least, it should be, you know, at least standardized, because most people are forced to, you know, just go, like, get a hookup to get their safety check.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, either get rid of it or, you know, at least standardize it or something.
Well, you see, across America, every state had before, because it was federally funded. Because the money you spend to pay for the safety check does not pay for the personnel working in the office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like a business and you have workers, but you don't bring in any money. How long are you going to stay in business?
Right.
See, so the state, the politicians need to wake up, and I know they're not going to wake up, and find ways to make money and not waste money.
I agree.
And, you know, if it's enforced, fine. If it's not enforced, then get rid of it. If it's not been done right, cut it. But what they're using, the safety check, the new system with the camera, they're using it to rip people off by telling them you have to do this, you have to do that. That's wrong.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's a good point. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have John from Honolulu.
Hi, John.
Hey, how are you doing again, my friend?
Okay.
You know that safety check thing? Doesn't it make stupid sense for brand new cars to get safety checked?
I was waiting for somebody to call about that.
And then, you know that tint on the windshield?
Mm-hmm.
Got to go through all that hassle taking them off when the thing came from the factory. And then yet your SUVs got the tinted windows. They let the SUVs have tinted windows without having them taking them off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just because they said it's because they use a lame excuse, but the SUVs are the ones running over all these little kids because these guys can't see out the window.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean... And, you know this Kakaako development?
Mm-hmm.
You can see all these cranes coming up and so much concrete coming up. And it's just a free-for-all, incredible
it
amount
is.
Of concrete. And
it is.
We be stuck with living in this crazy mess in a little while. And nobody is caring about it, these politicians now. So I think we should get rid of every guy who's in office now that pro-development and replace them with sensible, kind people.
Excellent idea.
I think Republicans got to have a chance to get back the majority in this state because these Democrats, they ain't cutting it, my friend.
Yep.
Okay, man, thanks.
Yep. Excellent. Okay. Who's next?
We have Tom from downtown.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of this year, mm-hmm. I took my car into a Volkswagen dealer. By the way, I have a 2013 Volkswagen Passat, and I need a safety check. And they told me that under my seat, there was a belt cut, and the warranty don't cover the belt, and that I need to change... The airbag, and the total came out to 1,245 something.
Wow.
Yeah. And I still driving out without safety check because at the time I felt that I was getting ripped off. You know, I didn't think...
The airbag wasn't under warranty.
They didn't tell me that, but they said the belt wasn't under warranty, so they cannot fix it.
Why not?
I don't know, Arina.
Oh, that's a ripoff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh,
and I thought that, you know, it was a brand new car, and I didn't go underneath and cut the belt.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. You're getting ripped off, my friend. But anyway, this kind of stuff is going on and on and on because... There's another dealership that told this lady she needed all four new struts, totaling $6,000-some-odd.
Wow.
Yeah. Or she won't get a safety check. So she's a customer of mine. She came in, and we checked it out, and nothing wrong. Nothing is wrong with the struts. You know, and... My son tried to tell her that you don't need struts. But her husband said, no, the dealer said we need it, put it in. So he did put it in, and he kept one extra new one and the old one and told her husband, here, feel it. And he said, it feels the same. And my son Todd told him, I told you you don't need it. Now the wife is upset.
Yeah, you know, I've been listening to your show and about this safety check thing, and I just finally called in. Yeah, you know, this
the people have to do something. Get rid of it. Get rid of safety check. We don't need it.
Oh, how do I go about doing that?
Call your representative. Call those donkeys running for office and tell them if they don't get rid of it, you're not voting for them.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye. Thank
Aloha.
You.
Okay, who's next?
Kimo from Nuuanu.
Hi, Kimo. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
George.
Yes.
George, yeah, it's Kimo.
Hey.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I have an 01 Mercury Tracer, four-cylinder with 30,000 miles on it, and it vibrates. The engine vibrates once you turn the AC on.
What kind of gas you running, my friend?
Okay, it's a 99 Mercury Tracer.
What kind of gas you running?
Just a regular unleaded.
Okay. The regular unleaded, the octane is way too low, and what's happening is the engine is knocking to death. That's why it's vibrating.
Okay, so it's not the two-sensor or a clogged fuel injector or anything like that?
The best thing for you to do, the cheapest thing, is run the fuel down as low as you can.
Right. Okay?
Come in and pick up 2 gallons of ethanol and go fill it up with Shell Premium or Tesoro Premium and watch it run smooth.
Really? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate that, George.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Paco from Waikiki.
Hey, Paco, man.
Hey, Uncle George.
What's happening?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to say thank you. Tell everybody that my car had a big, big problem. Like, every time I hit a ripple on the road, because I hit a huge pothole. And it sounded like I had a jackhammer in my engine every time I hit a pothole. Or every time I hit a ripple on the road, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And I put the good gas, and it still made the noise. But I came to you and this past week, and you fixed it for me. And you didn't rip me off. You actually was way lower than anybody else, because I thought it was a several $1,000 job like the other person that I had to replace the struts and the springs. And it wasn't. It was something called the sway bar, you told me. And you showed me it, and you shook it for me like, yeah, that's noise. And you gave me a real good price, and I had to thank you. And you taught me about that I had my low pressure on my tires too low, and that I need to replace my tires. So next payday, I'll get that together and get my tires replaced.
And you gotta have Todd check the alignment, because your left tire is pointing to the left and your right tire is pointing to the right, so it's trying to split the car in half.
Oh God! Well, at least for now, it's just the jackhammer's gone, and and it feels good. It's riding smooth so far. So yeah, but it's a work in progress. But you got good price, really, really good price, way cheaper than what I expected. I thought it was going to have to go into insurance and pay the big deductible and no need. And so we're going to continue work, but thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
And I appreciate your and I filled up my tires. I didn't know that my tire is supposed to be 50, and I was riding on 35 all this time.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was under pressure and everything. I put it up to 45, and it's riding better. So I should go all the way to 50 or leave it at 45?
50.
Go to 50?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to the air machine today. But thank you so much, man, for not ripping me off. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, brother. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha. Okay. So, is it break time already?
We can make it break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. If you're on Kauai and want to try ethanol, you give Harvey Maeda a call. He has a lot of ethanol. Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. And he also has that fantastic Royal Purple Motor Oil with a high metal protector. Go try it. You'll love it. You'll actually feel the difference. Okay? Okay. She's on the phone. Anyway. If you haven't tried ethanol, folks, I really highly recommend you try it. It does not damage your engine. It will save you money at the repair shop. Okay, who's next?
We have Dale from McCully.
Hi, Dale.
Yeah, hi, George. I had an issue come up this week, and I thought I'd bounce it off of you. Someone is telling me that when you go to crank up your engine, that you should not have the air conditioner in the on position. That is to say, you should have your air conditioner turned off when you're just starting your engine. When it gets up to idle speed, fine, you know, then you can turn your air conditioner on. Is this true? Are you familiar with this?
Absolutely false.
False?
Yes, because when you start any car, not just yours, any car, any brand, when you start it, everything goes off.
Yeah.
Only the starter has priority.
Yeah.
And the way you can see it and hear it is you leave it on and listen. When you're cranking it, the AC is off.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was aware of that, but right after the engine starts, is it, you know, there? I was. That's exactly what brought this on, is I was having a kind of a dip in the power of the engine. I could see it on the tachometer. I could see the lights dim down, other indications that I had.
It's the fuel.
Right. Well, yeah.
Are you using good fuel? Do you use ethanol? All what I'm saying.
George, I've just gotten good at using better fuel because of listening to you.
What fuel?
I've gone for the higher octane fuels now. But not ethanol, no.
Man, you're missing it, my friend.
Well, I'm open to that. I'm looking into that. Let me just try using the higher octane, see if my gas mileage.
What brand?
Better. Well, I just kind of been buying anything that's out there. The other day I went.
They're all different.
7-Eleven, I think they have.
That's low.
Yeah, I know. I know that's not a good one. But I just kind of I'm getting used to it and doing better, and I'm going to see if I get the results.
On 7-Eleven, the regular, mid-grade, and high is all the same.
It is.
Yes, wow. Sir. It's all low.
That's not good. Well, I don't know how they get away with that.
It's your politicians.
Well, yeah.
They allow it.
I know. It's a shame, George.
Yeah, it is. It
really
is.
It's just terrible. Well, anyway, let me continue to work on that. I listen enough to know what the good brands are.
Okay.
Just Toro. I know that.
Try the ethanol.
I will. Okay. I will. Indeed, I will. Thank
All
you.
Right. Okay, who's next?
We have Mike from the Big Island.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it, George? Hey, you know, I'm all in favor of me personally using seatbelts. I don't want to dictate what anyone else does, but one of the reasons that the government mandates that people use seatbelts is because if you end up in the hospital, then, of course, and you don't have the money, the taxpayer funds the charges. So my proposal is the insurance company should state right on your insurance form, right when you get the policy, if you're involved in a collision and you are injured, seat belts were available, but you elected not to wear them, no medical payment. That's it.
In yeah. other words, yeah, huh? You leave it to the people.
Absolutely. And I'm just not talking hypothetical. I'm a candidate for state senate this year again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and change these things. I believe very, very little government intervention in our lives.
That's right. Anything. That's right. Oh. You're a good man.
I know, but we'll see how I do.
Okay.
All right, George. Have a good weekend. Thanks a lot.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George, I had a friend ask me, you know when you say that the ethanol improves your gas mileage?
Mm-hmm.
Is the octane goes up how much on the ethanol? Say if you add 25% ethanol with your gas.
How many much, percent?
How much will it boost the octane?
How many percent?
If it is, let's say in the 80s, yeah? You know, you said that it's the octane is about 80-something, right?
No. No. Octane of ethanol is way above that.
No, no, no. But I'm saying when you test these gases, it's 80-something, right?
It depends. It goes up and down every week.
Okay, so how much does the
The octane, okay. If you added 30% ethanol to any gas,
okay,
it only moves up one number.
Oh, like if it's 89, we only go up to 90?
Yes.
Okay, and then what if you use full ethanol?
Pure ethanol?
Pure ethanol. How much numbers do they go up?
Oh, pure ethanol, then you're running straight on ethanol octane only.
Okay, then how much octane are we looking at?
200.
200 octane?
Yep.
Okay, now, is that good only for hot rods?
No. Nope.
Or is that for anybody's car?
Anybody's car.
Okay, so if you went to 50% ethanol, how much?
It'll come up about two numbers, two and a half.
About two and a half numbers.
Yep. But what it really does, it acts as an anti-knock. So you add more, you're adding more anti-knock. So the engine runs smoother, way smoother. And it oxygenates the gas. So when you oxygenate the gas, it becomes even more flammable than just gas.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's easier to burn. If you go, I've been telling everybody this. If you go get gasoline, put it in a cup, and don't burn it at the gas station. Go put it in a cup at home, someplace in a field, someplace. Try and light it. It does not burn like the old gasoline 20 years ago. You have to put the flame right into the liquid before it catches fire.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Is that weak? But when you add ethanol to it, you just get close to it, it'll catch fire. You see?
Okay, so you sell just gallons or you sell it by the...
I got it by the gallons, by the drum, whatever you want.
So would it be advisable each time that I put $30 of gas that I go put 2 gallons of ethanol?
I would. I use nothing but ethanol. I don't use gasoline. I love it.
Okay, so then if you run pure ethanol compared, say if at one place the premium is 87, the highest, if you put 50% ethanol, how much would it boost it up? About 3?
Almost 90.
Almost to 90?
Mm-hmm. But you're going to feel a big difference because of the oxygen.
Oh, okay, you're going to feel a difference.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
Hey, well, it looks like I'll be coming down and putting some gallons in my car.
Only thing I can tell you is you're going to be hooked. It's a car drug.
Yeah. What is your hours that we can come down and get it?
7 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay, 7 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Right.
Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Diane from Mililani.
Hi, Diane.
Hey, George. George, I know your son likes the Tacoma. Okay, we have a Tacoma and a Frontier. Okay. I know the Frontier is, like, it's more stiff, it's stronger, and to me it has more power on hauling things. So, and then we were told by the dealer that they have their axle or whatever, the iron underneath, is different from the Tacoma. So for a working truck, would you recommend the Frontier for carrying loads?
For carrying loads?
Yeah.
The Tacoma.
Really?
Yeah.
If we have one, Tacoma, it cannot take that much weight like the Frontier can. So.
What year Tacoma?
In fact, we bought it from your friend in Maui. It was about a couple years ago, maybe 2 years old.
Okay. What gas are you using?
Well, we were using, you know, your DJ, he recommended the medium.
No.
But we were using premium.
What brand?
Shell. Like, well, my son, he puts in wherever he's at. Chevron.
No.
Or Shell. Or...
No. Only Shell and Tesoro. The premium goes between 86 to 89.
So you're saying if we put that, start putting that gas in.
You need to put in, the Tacoma require, I should say, the Tacoma loves 92. But there is no 92 in the state of Hawaii.
Right.
Okay. So I would recommend 3 gallons of ethanol and fill it up with the Shell Premium or the Tesoro Premium, and you see the difference.
In hauling.
Oh, everything. Everything. Oh, everything. Oh. Toyotas love ethanol.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, who's next?
We have Chris from Pro City.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, George. Thanks for talking to me. I have a 2006 Chevy Colorado that I bought used in 2008. About a year after I bought it, every 2 or 3 weeks, it cranks, but it doesn't turn over. So I got to let the car sit for about 15 minutes, and then it'll turn over. So sometimes I don't have that kind of time to sit around waiting for it.
Okay.
So one mechanic told me I need a new fuel pump. Another mechanic told me I need to change the solenoid. So I don't know. Solenoids cost about $300 a pop. New fuel pump is about $700. I'm not sure what way to go.
No, if the fuel pump is bad, you will have problems on the freeway. If you don't have problems on the freeway, it's not the fuel pump. And
I don't have that problem.
Okay. When you say don't start, does it crank over and not fire up, or?
That's correct. It'll crank and crank.
It will crank but not fire up?
Yes.
Okay. The cheapest thing for you to do is not the solenoid. Is okay. Try putting in better fuel and add 3 to 4 gallons of ethanol. It'll fire up on a dime.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, 90% of the time it starts. Just that
time. Try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do I get the ethanol?
From me.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, this is Memorial Day. Take it easy. Drive carefully. And take care of each other. Okay? And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 6.